Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with video number 14 in this video series on building ASP.NET web applications using Microsoft Visual Web Developer. In this video, we're going to take a very brief introduction to building AJAX-style applications using Visual Web Developer and the Microsoft AJAX collection of technologies. Now, I say a very quick introduction because I've already built over 100 AJAX programming videos using the Microsoft AJAX technologies, and in nearly all, if not every single one of those videos, I used Visual Web Developer as my IDE of choice. So there's already a very rich set of learning materials available for you if you want to become an expert at AJAX-style programming using the Microsoft AJAX technologies. To take a look at that information, go ahead and point your browser at www.asp.net/learn/ajax-videos. So, to get started, let's go ahead and fire up Visual Web Developer and create our first AJAX-style application. So to do that, let's start with creating a simple .NET project. We'll create a website. I'm just going to name it AJAX Demo. Notice here we have a default.aspx page and a web.config file, but the type of AJAX functionality that we're going to implement here is an AJAX service method call. So you recall in the previous video, video number 13, we created a SOAP service and we called it from our ASP.NET application. In this case, the model is going to be a little bit different because we have the application that will feed this default.aspx page, but when we need to make a call to the service, we're not going to go back to the server and have the server call that service for us. We're going to call that service directly from JavaScript code running inside our browser in our page. Now, in the previous video, another thing that we did was we created the service in a completely separate application because theoretically that service would live on a separate server. You can certainly do that in an AJAX application using Microsoft's AJAX technology. But it's also very common to implement service methods that are specific to the application that will call them. So they are used to update the user interface to have that sort of AJAX kind of behavior, but they're specific to the application that's calling them, so they're not going to be called sort of generically from multiple applications. And in that case, it makes sense to just create the service, the ASMX file, right there in the project where that ASMX file is going to be called. So that's what we're going to do in this demo. So I'm going to just right here in the solution, I'm going to say add a new item, choose web service. We'll leave the web service.asmx name. And here you'll see this is the same as the SOAP service that we created in the previous version. Let's rename this to be say hello. So the method name is say hello, just like in the video 13, the SOAP service. Let's also include the input parameter. So my name as string. And again, we'll change the return value to be a variation of the input parameter. And that's it. That's the exact functionality that we implemented in our SOAP service. And in fact, we could still call this through SOAP if we wanted to. The .NET runtime would handle that for us. But in our case, we need to call this from JavaScript code. That means it needs to be what we call a scriptable service. So in order to do that, the runtime team has implemented functionality that is in keeping with the way that web service programming is done using .NET, and that is simply by adding an attribute that will specify that this class, this web service class, needs to be callable through JavaScript method calls. So to do that, we're going to add the attribute system.web.script.services.scriptService. And this needs to not be a comma, but instead a period. All right, so system.web.script.services.scriptService. This is from one of the AJAX namespaces, and this tells the runtime that the methods that will be found in this class need to be called through JavaScript. What that will do is allow the runtime, working in conjunction with the client-side script manager, which I'm going to show you in the next segment, to generate JavaScript callable proxies to this web service class and its methods. That's it. It's that easy. So let's save that. Now, we can go back to the default.aspx page and start doing our client-side programming to call this service method, which is now script callable. So the first thing we need here in our default.aspx page is a little bit of user interface. But I'm not going to use ASP.NET controls because I don't want to post back to the server. I want the efficiency and the visual aesthetics of updating a page through an AJAX-style calling convention. So instead, I'm going to use plain old HTML elements. So first, let's have a text box that's an input. And I'm going to just add a little spacing manually. So just a couple of break tags. And then I'm going to need a button. And again, it's not an ASP.NET button control. It's simply going to be an input button, an HTML input button. And then lastly, let's add a div and give it an ID of call response. Okay, so here's our UI, and you can see that the div doesn't have any content in it. We have our text box, we have our button. Let's go back into source view. Let's make that button a little easier to understand. So we'll say click to call with AJAX. There, that's a little better. Now, we need to actually call our web service. And we're going to do that with JavaScript. So the first thing we need is a client-side click event handler for this JavaScript button. And remember, it's an important distinction. This is not an ASP.NET control. So our click event handler is not going to be server-side in our code behind. It's going to be JavaScript here in our client-side. But thankfully, Visual Web Developer will help us with client-side coding as well. So when I double-click, you can see it inserts a JavaScript section, and we can now start to do the JavaScript programming that will be necessary to call that service. Now, the first thing that we need on our page to do AJAX-style programming using the Microsoft technology is a script manager. And this is true of all of the AJAX programming that we will do using Microsoft's technology. The script manager you can think of as the traffic cop. It's responsible for making sure all of the resources that are necessary are present, telling the JavaScript code that will be running here in the browser where the resources that it needs to access will be located, etc. So to do that, let's add a script manager inside the form tags of our ASP.NET page. To do that, I'm going to scroll up in my toolbox a little bit, find the AJAX Extensions tool tab, grab an instance of the script manager, and drop it down inside my form tag. Now, we have the button click event handler, but we haven't started to implement it yet. The thing that we're going to implement is a call to the web service that we just created and specified as a script callable web service. In order to do that, we need to tell the script manager that we're going to use that service. So to do that, I'm going to go and add a services element to my script manager's XML definition. And then inside that, I'm going to add a service reference. I'm going to specify the path. Now, in our case, because the ASMX file is part of the solution, IntelliSense will show it to me. I could also pick a URL or just hand enter a fully qualified URL if this web service.asmx file lived on another server someplace. Right, but that's okay. Because it's in this solution, it's easy. I can just use IntelliSense and grab it and then finish the well-formed XML. And now I have a service reference to that web service that I can call. Now I'm free to start to write the JavaScript code that will actually call that web service method and process the results. So here in my button click event handler, I can call that method. And I'm going to say, give me a return value, just call it RET, equal web service. Notice we have IntelliSense. Web service, say hello. Notice IntelliSense says that this expects a string to be passed in. So we need to get a string. Let's get the string out of the text box that's sitting on this page. And remember, it's not an ASP.NET control. It's just an HTML text box. So to do that, I'm going to use some JavaScript. I'm going to say document.getElementById. And the name of that HTML text box was just text1. And then I need to grab the value out of that text box. Right? So this is the first argument to our say hello method call in the web service. And you recall that back there in the service, we only specified one argument. But in fact, we're not calling that method directly. Remember, that's in our code behind. What we're actually calling is the generated JavaScript proxy to that web service method. So our proxy expects something else. Our proxy expects an onComplete method. So we'll call it onComplete. And an onError method. Right, now we haven't implemented those. Those are going to be in JavaScript. We'll implement them momentarily. But these are the arguments that are expected by the proxy. And you'll notice that IntelliSense tells us what the arguments that are expected. So the onFailed argument we're going to call onError. And the user context is an optional argument. Now, that's all we need to do to call that. However, the call is asynchronous. So we need to implement these methods, onComplete and onError, because they will be automatically called as appropriate whenever this call to say hello completes. As I mentioned, it's an asynchronous call. So let's create those methods. The first thing we'll do is say function onError. So this is what happens if things go terribly wrong and the argument gets passed in. And you want to do some real error handling here. So you want your application to degrade gracefully if the service method call causes a problem. But in our case, we're just going to say, sorry, there was an error. And then we need to add the onComplete function. Now, if you happen to be a Visual Basic programmer, and aren't used to working with case-sensitive languages, JavaScript, like C-sharp, is case-sensitive. So one letter being of a capital case instead of a lowercase, or vice versa, will cause a JavaScript error in your code. All right, so now in our onComplete function, we can implement the code that will process the return value from our service. To do that, we're going to use a getElementById call again. The difference, though, is going to be that the element that we're going to use is our call response div. And we're going to populate the inner HTML of that div with whatever the argument that got returned from our service method call was. Okay, so let me explain that again really quickly. Right, so we added a script manager, told the script manager we were going to use this web service class. That generated the JavaScript callable proxies for us. And clearly, because we automatically get IntelliSense against that web service class, Visual Web Developer is doing a bunch of work in the background for us to make that possible. I've generated the button click event handler the same way as I would generate a click event handler against an ASP.NET control, but in our case, we're doing it against an HTML element. We specified that we're calling the say hello method of our web service, passing in the text that gets entered in the text box on our page, as well as what to do, what JavaScript function to call on successful completion versus an errored completion. And if there was a successful completion, we're going to take that returned data and put it into the inner HTML element of our call response div. So now let's go ahead and, assuming we made no coding mistakes, we'll run our application and see how it works. So here in our HTML text box, I'll type my name again, click the button, and we got an error. So let's see what it is. OnError is undefined. Right. So, notice, as I mentioned, setting this up, on here is lowercase, on here is uppercase. And since JavaScript is case sensitive, we definitely need to pay attention to make sure that the cases match. Now, if you're a VB programmer, you're probably not used to that. If you're a C-sharp programmer, you've probably been doing that for, you've been paying attention to case all along. So let's go ahead and stop that, fix our little case mistake. Now let's run our application. Enter my username. Click on the call button, and there you can see that we got the results that we expected in that div. But notice we now have this nice Java feel, even though this is a very simple user interface. We didn't get that post back. We didn't get the browser flicker. We used Ajax and JavaScript to call that service method, get the data, and then manipulate the DOM or the document object model here inside our browser to show the results from our service method call. And again, if you look at ASP.NET/learn/Ajax-videos, you'll find a whole collection of videos around programming with the Microsoft Ajax technologies. But hopefully, this quick demo gives you a quick idea at how easy it is to program in Ajax using Microsoft's technology, and that you have everything that you need right here in Visual Web Developer to start your Ajax programming using the Microsoft Ajax stack. ¶¶